Last time on D&D Deep Dive, you got out of the fucking house.
We did.
And then you got sucked into a portal.
Yeah.
Because you fucking deserved it.
Par for the course.
We did. It was a fun time.
You better hope the dog makes it to the other side in one piece.
If he doesn't, so help me God, Greg, I will be so mad at you.
Who wants bananas?
Who wants bananas?
There's a light.
What color?
You stare through the blackness of your vision, but you see there's a light. As your vision comes to, you realize there really is a light.
That's a light.
You are sitting in a cage.
No.
Oh no, not again.
Yeah.
You wake up, you slowly come to, and you're sitting on a wooden bench.
Okay.
What looks like a prison cell.
Not fun.
Fuck.
You are nude, with the exception...
Getting fun.
Getting better.
...of a loincloth.
Oh, getting better.
Standard.
You wake up in the arms of your lover.
Oh, no.
Digging it?
Just kidding. You're in separate prison cells.
Oh. I was going to say, because he thinks we're lovers, but I lie to him every time.
You look up. GB looks at you and says... with his eyes that just say, I wish I was laying next to you.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Yeah.
So it's cold.
But I'm resistant to that.
You can see each other through the bars of your individual cells. You're laying next to each other.
Neat. Okay.
There you go. Okay. Welcome.
How did we get here?
Where's the dog?
Where is my dog?
I didn't see the dog.
Where the fuck is my dog?
How big are these, dog be?
How big are these cages?
They are roughly 10 feet by 10 feet.
It's a good sized cage. Set, yeah, that's yeah, that's all right. All right. It's quite spacious, you know.
Am I cold? Am I wet?
He said you were cold.
Am I cold?
Can I create a bonfire?
Technically?
Technically, you could.
I want to look around first before I start firing my cage.
I'm resistant to cold, so that's good for me.
I'm not. I'm a little frail, frigid boy.
You'll be fine.
Says the man who's like twice my size, I think.
I'm a small Goliath.
All right, but, so
we're in a prison cell. Let's look, take a gander around the cell, maybe do a quick peek. Can I stick my head through the bars?
No.
Okay. Can he stick his head through the bars?
No.
Okay.
What can we see? What's in the room?
I'll perceive
outside.
The room.
Yeah.
That would be a good start.
That's a great start.
Please perceive.
Perception. Ten.
Nice. So you look and you notice that your cells are right next to each other, and there's a little hallway, a little path outside. I mean, because the bars go clear from roof to floor,
yeah.
And that you can see through all the way through. So okay. You can see that there's a little pathway that leads off, and you can see two cages identical to yours directly across. And it seems like these are the only four cages here.
Are our cages touching?
Yeah.
Can we interact with each other through the cages? Yep. Or just, okay, all right.
What'd you roll?
13 for perception, but I think that kind of covers it all.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is there anything in the cages across from us?
You notice that one of the cages, or two, no, both cages have people in them.
Can we?
In each cage, one is the one directly across from GB has a person sleeping on the... bed that is a wooden plank that's just chained diagonally to the wall, and the other person is sitting cross-legged facing the opposite corner.
Let's talk to the one that's awake.
Okay, you talk to him. I'm gonna see about opening up my door.
Hey, Mr. Cellman on the bed, man, woman, Dennis.
Person.
The person doesn't say anything.
Rude.
Excuse me.
Can I go see if I can open my door?
Sure.
It's locked, I'm sure, but
it is.
Yeah. Can I pick the lock?
With what?
My good looks.
Okay.
What should I roll?
Well, can I check around? Is there anything in my cell?
Yeah. So you look around, and you have one of those beds.
Mm-hmm.
Beds.
You have a bucket in the corner
for poop
that is half used.
Oh no.
but otherwise, there are no.
There's nothing in there.
There's no windows or anything.
Can I give the door a jiggle to kind of see how solid it is?
Yeah.
Can I rip my door off its hinges?
It's really solid.
Okay.
Hmm?
Can I rip my door off?
Yeah, sure.
What do I got to roll? Strength?
I think you can roll.
Oh.
Yeah. So, great.
Okay. Well, fuck. Are there any windows?
No.
You said I missed that part.
Can I take one of my pebbles and just give it a good...
You don't have your pebbles.
Your pebbles are gone.
Oh, yeah. I'm just naked.
Can I... there's nothing to throw.
Break the wooden bit for your... that's your bed.
But then I won't be able to sleep.
How long do you plan on being here? We're trying to get out right now.
All
right.
So can I fashion a... can I break my bed? Mm-hmm. And then using some of the broken pieces, fashion a makeshift pick to get through the door.
Oh, you can try.
Let's give it a shot. Okay, how do I do this?
You just got to roll a strength check.
Strength check. Give me something good. Shit, I got a 7.
You guys are pathetic.
It's not my fault.
So you walk up to the bed and you're like,
grunt.
And you go ahead and you smash your fist down and you get an owie.
Son of a bitch.
Is there anything, can I see anything kind of looking out down the hallway or this little pathway?
Yeah, so you can see that at the end of the pathway, there's a set of stairs leading up to a door.
The
door is wooden and solid, set in a stone wall that has a small window with two bars in it.
Try and break your bed.
All right. I don't think that's going to work.
Okay.
I'll try it. I'll try breaking my bed.
It works for me, because then I'll have a bed. Just in case. Did you break it?
Absolutely.
No, you did not.
Oh, my God. So you...
I think I hurt myself.
You go up to it, and you center yourself, and you smash your hand down, but you end up breaking your pinky.
You... Oh, man.
You both can't make this easy, can you?
No.
Can I yell at the person in the other cage?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, person in the other cage! Do they respond at all?
That's your yelling? Yeah, no, they don't respond.
I could scream it, but then we'll peek really hard on the mics.
Well, you don't have to even say that you're screaming.
I'm
screaming.
You're going to scream, hey?
Hey, other person! Yeah. Okay. What would you yell to get their attention?
Hey, fuckstick.
Free donuts!
That sounds... well, that might work, but that sounds like it's a little confrontational. Then again, we are in opposite cells.
Okay, well, anyways, they don't respond.
What a douche fuck. Can I shoot a fireball at him?
Yes.
I probably shouldn't, though. Then again, we are in prison.
Can I throw the half-used bucket?
You totally could do that, couldn't you?
You could. You can't throw it through, but you could do other things with it. You could try to break that.
I don't know.
It's got poopy. Do I have a bucket that's not half-used?
This is also used.
All right, I'm going to try to slam the bucket on the ground and break it.
Okay.
Strength again. Yep. 15.
Great. So you smash the bucket on the ground, and feces leaks out around it, but it has broken up because it's only slots of wood with a banded piece of iron that has broken. So you have, you know, 4 or 5 good slats of wood.
Okay.
And a band of iron.
Yeah.
And a broken pinky.
Yeah. And a broken
pinky. So I'm going to hand Ryan, or Aurelius,
yeah,
one of the pieces of poo wood.
Why?
So you can craft a lockpick out of it.
Okay, great.
I want to do my best to wipe off one of the pieces.
Wait.
And
can you wipe the piece off first?
No, it's already in your hand. Okay. I want to throw my wiped off piece at the person sitting on the bed. Should I get their attention?
The one that's sleeping?
No. The one that's not sleeping.
Oh, no, they're sitting in the corner. That's a pretty good shot. I mean, that's probably...
You got to go through the iron bars.
Yeah, you have to get through the iron bars, and it's probably about 15 feet.
How many pieces of wood do I have?
5. Well, less than that, because now I have 1.
Well, I'll give it a shot.
4.
All right, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, okay.
Just the 1, huh?
I have a backup plan.
Okay.
I'm going to have you roll in athletic.
Shit. Okay.
My athletics are pretty decent.
8.
So you throw it against your cell, and it just clangs against your cell and sprays poop all over the bars.
But I wiped it off.
No, you didn't.
Not enough.
Not a good enough judgment.
You guys roll better, please.
It's not up to me, Greg. It's up to the dice. Can I do my lockpick thing, see if I can just get the door open with the piece of wood?
Sure. How the hell are you going to craft a lockpick out of the wood?
break it into smaller pieces.
Great, so do a strength to break it into smaller pieces.
God damn it.
Christ.
Oh, Greg. Would you believe that I got a 4?
Wow, so you go and hi-ya!
And it.
And you break your pinky.
Ah, fuck.
All right, so I'm going to take one of their poo sticks, wipe it off a little bit more thoroughly.
Can I just shoot a fireball at my door and see if it blows it off its hinges?
Sure.
Is it going to hurt me?
You do realize that you have a... I can't believe I'm fucking telling you this. Read your sheets. You have a brand new skill that you can use. Can't you? Yes. One of the two fucking spells that you have slotted.
What you got for spells? Because I sure as shit do not have anything for this.
Unseen Servant and Charm Person.
Unseen Servant would probably be pretty solid.
Oh my god.
Suggestion to...
Well, who are you going to suggest? Me?
You're That's not going to charm them, perchance? To get them to like you and talk to you.
That's
do I
idea.
Have to tell you everything to do?
Yes, you're the DM.
Yeah, I just learned about this spell 20 minutes ago.
I was trying to give you opportunities to use your new spells.
He did say that. Use your spell.
Greg, I don't know if you're aware of this. We're not good at this game.
Use your spell.
I know.
Charm the person.
He's like, I'm just going to fucking blow the door off.
I mean, I've got a new spell. I'm ready to use it.
I was going
to
use my poo stick and just make noise.
That's awful.
You could also do that.
No, use your fucking spell.
I'll cast Charm Person again on the person sitting
on the bed.
Yeah,
get him to tell us where the fuck we are and how to get out.
Test.
Yeah. So you cast Charm Spell.
Charm Person.
Charm Person.
Charm Person.
Yeah.
Whatever, I just want to apologize to everybody for the last 5 minutes.
It was
at the person sitting in the corner, and they get a little woozy, and they all seem to rock back and forth, and then they stand up and turn around.
Towards us or away from us?
Towards you.
I hope so. Oh. Hey, pal, buddy, chief. What's going on? How you been?
So the person looks at you with wide eyes. They are a tall person, roughly 6'2".
Ooh.
Very muscular.
Mm-hmm.
Very lean. Very long, scraggly hair with a beard that comes down just to about his collarbone.
Mm.
Okay. He looks really dirty, and he smiles at you, and he's missing all but a few teeth.
Excellent.
And he goes, hey, friend, haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, been a long time. Where are we?
Oh, we're in the pit.
Hmm. What's the pit?
Oh, the pit. You don't know the pit. The pit, friend, the pit's where we're at.
Yeah, what do you, rough night. What do you do in the pit? What do we do in the pit? What's happening?
Oh, in the pit, you fight.
Okay.
Yeah, I fight.
I'm good at fighting.
Yeah. How do we get into the pit? How do we get out of these cells and get into the pit?
Oh, you fight.
To get out of these cells?
You get, we're in the pit. You realize he doesn't seem that smart. Or he's a little addled.
Mm. This checks out.
Mm.
Hey.
How do we get out?
Can I have one of those sticks there?
Yeah.
Sure.
Absolutely.
What do you want it for?
Stick.
I just don't have my own. My they took my bucket.
Why'd they take your bucket?
Because it was full.
That checks out.
And they haven't brought it back.
How do we get out of here?
Give me the stick. And I'll tell you.
Give him the stick.
He's friendly, so yeah, I'll give him the stick.
Okay.
Can I just hand it to him through the bars, or not to like throw it and get a percent?
Yeah, I have to just toss it over.
All right, I'll just hit.
Okay, roll on athletic.
Are you serious? Uh-oh. Come on. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah,
all right.
Yourself, 20.
All right, so you
throw it through his face.
Perfectly through the bars, and he catches it, and he goes, thanks. And he proceeds to squat down over it.
Oh, no.
And poop on it.
Oh, no.
And then when he finishes, he stands up and goes, thanks. Do you want it back?
I absolutely do not.
How do we get out of here?
We're in the pit.
Okay.
When do the guards come? He doesn't know that either, does he?
The people?
Yeah.
They come.
When do they come?
Okay.
With food.
When?
When does food come?
Beginning and the end.
of fighting?
A day.
A day. What time is it now?
Oh, I don't know.
When's the last time they came by?
They came by probably about 3 years ago.
Or was that the beginning or the end?
Or an hour.
Oh, no. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been here? That's not going to help.
I've been here since I got through that door.
Checks out.
What's your name, pal?
This is the pit.
Yeah. Okay.
Awesome.
I don't know how we're going to get out of these cages.
There is somebody else.
It's true. That's true.
All right. Hey, bud, you can go back to just hanging out and doing your thing.
Is his cage locked?
Yeah, his cage is locked.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
Hey.
Hey.
Are you using those little wood there?
Wanted to.
Great. Have a good day.
Great, thanks. I'll charm the other guy.
Okay.
Okay.
I think that's all I do. I just cast charm.
It's not
person.
Your action. It's
okay. Well,
also, I don't think you can because now you have to rest. Because wasn't that a spell?
It was, but it's a first level spell. I believe I can do both.
Okay.
But then I have to rest.
Well, that other guy's sleeping, isn't he?
Yeah.
But he likes me.
Because I can cast friend, which makes me. It just increases my. Roll chance. It makes it fortifies me for rolls. But then he'll also get mad at me when he figures out that that I did that.
So I don't know if I can cast it, but I do have a spell called Suggestion where I can try to convince him to do something that's reasonable.
It's not slotted.
It's
not slotted.
Plus you can't use Charm Person again until you rest.
Yeah, so you have to rest before you can do it again.
But
so,
can I use a different spell?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Hellish Rebuke.
Unseen Servant's not slotted, is it?
No. You can use Hellish Rebuke on the sleeping guy.
Well, you have to attack me.
Anyways, well, what are you doing?
Well, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to pick this lock on account of the way it is, especially because apparently I am just weak today. Really do want to try out that Firebolt spell, though. See if I can blow the door off its hinges.
All right.
Let's go for that.
Okay.
How do I just roll damage?
So you're going to cast Firebolt.
At the door.
Okay, sounds great. So, here we go. Firebolts. So 1d10.
Yep.
Okay, great. Roll a d10.
6.
Great. So you hurl a flaming firebolt at the lock on the door, and it just explodes and blows the door open.
Oh, dope.
Okay. The guy in the other, good thing you gave him the wood because he would have crapped himself otherwise.
That would have been
so
hysterical.
The door is wide open.
Great. Bye, GB. I'm just kidding. I'm going to see if I can open his door now. His door.
Okay. With what?
Oh, it's locked from both sides. I thought it was like a locked from the outside.
It's a jail cell.
Well,
there's
you never
a key.
Fucking know. Then I'm going to go look for the damn key.
Let's hang out with Poopstick here.
Great.
Or do something to get out. You got your Eldritch Blast.
I guess I'll fucking
so
cast Fireball.
So you're going to head towards the door?
Can I perceive a bit better to make sure that's safe?
Yeah, actually, before you even do that, you hear footsteps and yelling down the hallway because you did make a huge ruckus.
I did shoot an explosion. That
and all
is
of a sudden,
correct.
At the door opens up quickly, and you see two armed men who look like guards. And they go, "Hey, what are you doing out of your cell?"
About to fuck shit up. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to shoot some fireball at them. Firebolt. Again. Whoopah! Let's go. Should I not do that?
I mean, you certainly can. You can roll initiative.
Roll an initiative. Let's fucking go. I got a 5.
Wow. Okay. So one of the guards comes at you and just smashes you over the head with a club and knocks you unconscious.
Oh, well, that didn't work out so good.
Nope.
Okay. Well, now I'm unconscious.
So now you are watching them drag him back into his cell.
Good luck locking it,
though. They go, one looks to the other and goes, hey, looks like he blew this whole thing off. The other one's like, yeah, he's a magic twit. And the one's like, well, we can't put him back in there. Where do we put him? And they go, well, let's put him in with this guy. So they open up the cage.
Jump him, quick. Whose cage? Yours. Oh, no, don't tell me it's the poop guy. Fuck.
So they open up the cage with the poop guy.
I don't have a
drag
now.
Ryan's unconscious body. And leave it in there. Okay. Poop guy goes over and says, hey, how's it going? Hey, how you doing? Hey, is this a friend? Hey, where's my bucket?
Can you remove your charm spell from this guy?
I don't think
it takes an hour to wear off.
Does it take an hour?
It sure does.
I'm unconscious. How long am I unconscious for?
Doesn't matter. You're unconscious right now. And so they close the door and lock it behind him, and there you go.
Hey.
So they come over to you and they go, oi, don't do anything like that again.
I didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I did break my, can I get a new bucket?
You can have my bucket.
Shut up.
No.
I'm unconscious. I can't even talk.
You decided to break it. Now you decide how to use it.
Man, I...
man!
I didn't decide to break it, man. I had to squat down. I was really trying. Got a little lightheaded. Fell. Man, can I just get a new bucket?
Enough excuses. You're not going to be here for very long, so all we want is some peace and quiet until you're registered.
Hey, cool. So I'm just curious.
And so they walk away and leave and close the door.
Shoot a firebolt. Works really good at bringing him back.
Yeah, I'll firebolt the door.
Yeah, you will. How long am I unconscious for?
1d10.
That's how long?
Be quiet. You're conscious.
Oh, man.
10.
Oh, that's really good.
Okay, so you blow the door off its hinges into the other cell, and you wake up the other prisoner.
That's what woke him up?
Yeah.
The second explosion.
Who gets up, and he's like, what the hell is going on?
Sorry, guy. Just getting out. Just, broke my bucket. Gotta get a new one.
So, you hear footsteps again.
Oh, yeah. They're pissed now.
And the guards come in and go, what
your ass out.
Did we fucking tell you?
I needed a bucket. I asked politely. Now... I need a bucket.
So now they clock you over the head and you fall unconscious.
Oh, man, roll initiative.
We're both unconscious.
Fine, roll initiative.
You're not going to be able to beat them. If you do, though, wake me up.
9.
You still get clocked over the head.
Fuck.
God damn.
So now you're both unconscious. Congratulations. You successfully didn't do anything.
Yay.
So you wake.
I used fireballs.
So you, once you come to again, you are both strapped to a chair.
Oh, shit.
You are facing a large wooden desk with a very distinguished man sitting behind it with a thin pencil mustache.
Oh, he's over his fireball. Oh, he's
slicked back hair. Okay. Big hooked piercings through his ears. Ugh. A giant tattoo on the right side and a big scar that runs under his chin down into his shirt. And he goes, ah, you're awake.
Yeah.
I just wanted a bucket.
Oh, don't worry. When you passed out, you took care of that.
I'm saying, if I had a bucket, that wouldn't have happened.
As you move, you feel a warmth squishing underneath you.
Oh, no, you have shit pants right now.
But guess who's warm? What's up?
That's, you know what?
We were cold a minute ago, launched some fireballs, shit my pants, shit my cloth, I guess.
I'm just excited that I got to use fireball for the first time.
I would like to know how you both appeared out of thin air into two of my cells.
That
I would also like to know.
We got put through a portal that put us into jail cells? What? Man, portals suck. So, sorry, Mr. Man. What's your name, sir?
My name is Thudiris.
Thudiris.
What a name, Jesus.
Thu, we were trying... crazy story, not gonna believe it. We were at a death house not long ago, had a dog. Have you seen a dog? Get to that later. We went through a portal, ended up here. Don't know how it happened. Don't want to be here. Would love some pants, fresh pants. Not
with poop in them.
Right.
And you?
Yeah, no, I was with him the entire time.
Sure was.
And then woke up, shot a fireball at the cell. It was a good time. Your guards hit like a fucking truck, though. Oh, let me good. Tell you. Wow.
Spot on. They deserve a raise.
A portal. Do you have any evidence to back up that this portal exists? Because you see, we at the pit do not deal kindly with intruders.
Look, we don't want to be here.
Here's the only proof that I have. There was a moment of time where we weren't in those cells, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we were.
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody see us go in? Mm-hmm. Those doors are locked. I don't have a key. Do you have a key?
I don't have a key. That's clearly evident by the fireballs.
To be fair, your story doesn't make any sense.
Correct.
However, you are both very strong, very strapping men.
Don't worry. You're fireball. You caught me at a lucky moment, not super strong.
Yeah. Well, you see, the pit is going through a bit of a
architectural
lull
crisis
right now.
What?
And we could use two men of your skills.
So
I do
and
have
your
skills.
Bodies.
So I have a body.
Be quiet.
Okay.
Because you see, the pit is not a place that you leave willingly. You are here, and therefore you are mine.
Oh, well, that's not a place you enter willingly either, apparently.
What if I'm not yours?
Well, then I say that you have a certain four-legged friend who is not going to be around much longer.
How strong are these chairs?
I walk on two legs.
How strong are these chairs? Can I break these chairs? Can I kill this man?
You could try to break out the chair.
I will break out of the fucking chair. Let's go. Strength check. Strength. Let's do it. Don't fail me, strength check.
Hey, while he's doing that, can I look around the room, see what's going on?
I got an 8.
So you go... And he goes, "This is the finest rope in the land, so you will not get out of it."
Weak shit.
Hey, Thu, what is the pit? What do you guys do here?
The pit? You have not heard of the pit.
Dude, portals.
Portal. Did you forget the portal thing?
The pit is only the most popular and finest arena.
Can I shoot fireballs out of my mouth?
In Thalea.
You don't spit fire.
Can where I, though?
Where?
Thalea.
Thu and Thalea, okay.
I have been its proprietor for over 2 decades, and we host the finest bouts of entertainment we've ever seen. Kings come from all over. Queens come from all over. We host dignitaries from every village, every college. We have seen bards and wizards and sorcerers alike.
Can I kick this table into his face?
Okay.
Now you two are going to be my star attraction.
Okay.
What's your name again?
Thu.
Thu.
There's a whole name there.
I just want you to know that I'm going to kill you.
Tact.
No. I'm going to kill you.
Okay.
Cute.
We can play this game, though. Let's go fuck people up.
So,
though.
Thu, arena. Sounds fun. Sounds like a blast.
Fireball, even.
See? Look at that. How do we leave the pit?
Tell me it's in a body bag.
The only way to leave the pit is as champion.
Okay. How do we become champion?
By defeating every single level of gladiatorial participant.
How many are there?
Is it just the poop guy? Because I feel good about my chances.
Yeah, he is a specimen that is not as promising, but everyone goes through an initiation process first just to see if they can actually make it.
I already pooped my pants, got bonked, and threw firebolts. That seems like quite an initiation, if I say so myself, dude.
Yes. Well, your initiation is simply, tell me what you want for dinner.
Ooh. Do you have any meat?
I do.
I
have the finest cuts of meat from all over the land.
I would love some meat.
Give me some...
I can make you the finest steak that you have ever tasted with a mashed potato and a nice asparagus and maybe some gravy.
I just want you to know, Thu, that I'm still going to kill you if you do this.
That's fine.
I get like a roast chicken with some nicely seasoned greens with a potion of healing to wash that down with.
Absolutely. We'll have it in your cell. Goodbye, and then you get clunked over the head.
Well, I wouldn't. Okay.
And are knocked out
I
again.
I just want you to know that was smart, because if they had taken these restraints off, that motherfucker was dead.
So you wake
Did
up
I
and
re-shit
you
re-shit my cloth.
You wake up, you've shit your pants again. I don't know where it's all coming from.
I'm so cleansed.
He's just so nervous.
You find a stone that you put up there. No, I'm just kidding.
You got a pebble.
So you wake up, and in your cell
is meat.
Is a full meal. Beautiful cut of prime rib that you've ever seen. The asparagus and gravy and mashed potatoes, a big cup of wine, and you have your roast chicken with some nice round potatoes seasoned with thyme.
Oh.
You have a nice jug of mead.
Nice. So that potion of healing, though, like
That's not there.
You didn't get that.
You are in a loincloth.
That's right. Well, that's full of shit. Just two whole heaping piles of shit.
Did we ever get a name, Poop Guy?
No. He got the pit. That's what we got from him.
Poop Guy is now just staring at you through the bars, looking very angry.
Oh, is he mad now? You mad, bitch? You mad, bro YOLO?
I know what you did to me.
Hey, man.
I didn't do jack.
No, I know. I'm sorry. Would you like a potato? As a peace offering?
Okay. No.
Can I interest you in a poop stick?
Yes.
Well, there you go.
So he takes it, and he licks it.
Wow. Wow. Was not expecting that.
I'm still
that.
Mad at you. Can he I goes over to the corner.
My soiled loincloth.
Sits down.
Hey, all what's right. your name? I just want to remember it from when I shoot a fireball into the back of your head.
He doesn't say anything.
What a douche.
Smart.
I'm going to eat my meat, though.
Okay.
Can I inspect the meat?
Sure.
Oh, that's probably a good idea. I'm going to do the same.
I mean, to be fair, I trust. I
don't trust that guy. He has my dog.
You knew the dog for like an hour.
That's my dog.
But he wants us to be champions, so I imagine he wants us well fed.
Maybe. I'll perceive it. I don't have an inspection.
Okay, perception.
Perception.
Did I roll in perception or investigation?
Regular investigation.
19.
You don't notice anything with it. It looks just it look smells good? Delightful.
18. Okay.
I'm going to stuff my fucking face with that.
I'm going to eat a good chunk of that chicken.
Yeah, this is going to be great.
All right. So,
you have bones. We could pick the lock with that.
Oh, you could.
True. Yeah.
But you got to eat. I want you to have a race to see who finishes first.
Oh, let's go.
What are we rolling?
I want you to roll a constitution check just to see if you can, if your soul can handle what you're about to do to it.
23.
Holy Jesus. Fuck.
16.
I mean, you both eat well, but Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I eat it in one bite.
The plates.
I eat so the plate, aware. Too. Yeah.
a wayward poop stick.
It just happened so fast. Nobody even knows what happened.
Suddenly, you start to feel ill.
I did a damn perception check.
You weren't perceptive enough.
Fuck, it was 19.
You vomit.
Oh, fuck.
You both vomit. Is it because so now you're covered plate? In vomit and shit.
I'm just covered in vomit.
The door opens, and the sharp-dressed man comes back in.
Firebolt.
Stands right at your desk, in front of your cell. And he goes, a delicious meal, wasn't it?
No, I threw up.
No one can ever resist food. You both have ingested a deadly poison.
Oh, man.
How deadly?
You will be dead in 24 hours.
That's not many hours. Do you promise?
Unless I give you the antidote. And he holds up a vial. I will give this antidote to you every morning that you choose to fight. After every fight, you will get the antidote.
Are you giving it to me in person?
You will be administered it by someone.
That's smart, because boy, oh boy.
It's not going to be by Poopstick guy, is it? Because he's holding a grudge. I've said too much.
He's holding something else now.
Poopstick.
A poopsicle.
A poopstick. He's loving it.
It's his favorite thing.
Lollipoop.
Ew.
I will give you this first vial after your initiation.
Who do I got to fight? I'm ready.
So I'll let you know I'm out of bodily fluids.
You are both looking across the way at your opponents.
Dibs on poop stick guy.
Am I? Oh, I'm fighting mysterious stranger asleep on the bed.
Unless you would like to make it interesting.
How interesting.
Yeah, this sounds boring.
I'll hear your other option, but I'm not committing
to
it.
We have a game where I come from called
Murder Somebody?
Boulder Linen Knife. Where you throw boulder, linen, or knife. You may play against each other, and whoever wins two of three may choose the opponent that they face in the initiation.
I just want to fight poop guy.
Can you tell me a little bit of information about the combatants?
Sure, of course.
Oh, well,
who would you like to know about first?
The mysterious guy.
Oh, the man over here.
Yeah, of course.
Well, he came to us only a couple of weeks ago.
How coherent am I right now? Can I choke the life out of this guy?
No, you are struggling.
Okay.
It's starting to settle down a little bit.
Oh, good.
But you can
start
feeling burning coming through your body.
Fun. Okay.
That hurts.
I mean, poison is coursing through your veins, but you're okay.
Okay. This
man comes to us. We don't know much about him, but we do know that he killed two guards with his bare hands on the way in from his sheer brute strength.
He sounds like a good match for you.
Now, when you say bare hands, you mean like bare hands or like bare hands?
The other man.
The
man
poop man.
Covered in... Yes,
let's call him Poopstick.
Is a prince from a far-off kingdom who was raised with not much training in sword fighting or play, but he does have a saucy mouth.
You're telling me he's a prince? He's currently licking a stick that is covered in shit.
Have you guys done anything to him to kind of keep him that way?
No.
Oh.
Do you want me
to have an affinity for it?
Do something to him
Make
to keep
your
him that
choice.
Way? I'll fight whatever. We can.
So are you going
scissors.
To boulder linen knife?
We can boulder linen choose? Knife this shit if you
I
want.
I kind of
want
to boulder linen knife right. it.
On, two out of three?
What are we going on?
You're going
shoot?
On shoot.
On yeah. shoot.
Knife.
Fuck. Fuck. All right, pick your opponent.
You know what? I'm going to pick Poopstick.
Fuck. All right.
All right. Enjoy. And so he...
It just dawned on me. I'm pretty sure he lied about both of them.
Goes and he sticks a key in each
oh, now.
Of your locks.
Let's go.
And leaves and locks the door behind him. And he peeks through the window and goes, oh, totally forgot. I mixed up their descriptions.
I knew that as soon
I
as he...
I got
as poop soon
guy.
As,
Wait, no, I didn't. I got
know,
the prince.
You still have the prince who doesn't do much, but I got the dude who can break shit.
Poop
he
guy
looks real flammable.
Fierce.
I knew it. I knew it as soon as I picked him. Like, he fucking lied about them.
Can I shoot a fireball at him from where he is? Not the prince guy. The other asshole that I want to kill? Can I no. get him? No?
I'll get to the bars. So can, poop can guy goes, up, like, it's stuff? Time to play. And goes and runs and twists the key and pushes open the door and runs to your cell. And unlocks it and attacks.
Roll initiative.
Roll initiative. We had
to be in the fucking arena. Oh,
this
no,
is
you're
the arena.
Fighting right here.
Okay.
This is the
initiative.
Pit.
8.
I got 12.
Mm-hmm. I got bonked last time that happened.
That's true.
This is just in my cell.
Well, I'm imagining I'm fighting the prince as well. I'm also not going to let you fight alone if I can help you.
Oh, no, because at the meantime, Mr. Prince over there has said, all right, I guess if I have to, please be gentle.
No.
And he starts to weep.
Good.
He unlocks the key.
You have no idea the hell you are about to go through.
He goes over to your cell and unlocks the door, and he goes, this is my way to my family. So meanwhile, over in Tyler's cage, we have, oh boy.
Oh no.
Oh boy. So Crazy Poop Man takes a big old swipe at you. And clocks you right up the jaw and sends you ringing.
Oh, right. We're barehanded. Yeah. Fuck.
all right. So, I guess I'm going to
fuck him up.
Cast Firebolt.
Get him.
Great. Go ahead. 1d10.
So, I
him
do
to
I have
bits.
To roll
Oh,
my
sorry.
Hit?
You have to roll your, d20.
18.
Great.
He has a loincloth on. It should be like nothing. Unless it's enchanted.
And it's then not. 2 for damage.
That's not good.
Right, you shoot a firebolt, but I mean it doesn't really do well. I mean it does, it hits him right in the legs and he starts to scream, but then bats it out with his loincloth that he's now ripped off and he is fully nude.
Just covered in shit. Fully nude, because he didn't have a bucket.
Man. All right, Ryan.
Yeah.
Roll initiative.
Oh, man. Initiative. Let's go. 15.
Sorry, bud.
No, what do you mean, sorry, bud? He's a weak-ass prince.
All right, so he is holding himself like this, and he just goes, but misses you.
Can I hit him with the most ungodly powerful punch I can absolutely muster?
You can hit him unarmed.
I'm going to shoot him with a fireball.
I mean, you get a plus four attack bonus and three bludgeon to your unarmed attack.
All right, let's do that one.
D20.
21.
Oh, my God. You critted him. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
I told you. He was in for the worst hell of his life.
21? So you hit him with 28. Oh, my
God. Yeah. Let's go. He's fucking done.
You take your fist and you literally punch it through his face at the back of his skull. And he just drops like a stone. Anyways, back in Tyler's cell.
Wait, I didn't even roll damage.
No, unarmed, it's just you hit or not.
Oh, really? Oh, fuck.
Okay, so.
All right, well, my guy's dead. How about your guy?
So he full on takes and scratches, puts his arms around you and scratches up your back, and you can feel blood just drawing.
Oh, that's the worst.
Pushes you away.
Am I losing?
You are struggling now.
Well, how much damage?
Enough.
That's not a number.
You're fine.
So I still have 14 health?
Oh, no, you're down 9.
Okay, down 2-9 or down 9?
No, down 9. So you're down to 5.
Oh, boy. Can I?
Nope.
I'm not in that fight at all, am I?
Not in that fight.
Can I be in that fight?
Nope.
At all.
I mean, you can if you want to go help him.
I do so badly. Do I? I just want to cast heal on him. That's all I want to do.
Okay.
Just cast heal. Bang. Sure.
All right. So, Aurelius has run over to your cell, and he has cast Cure Wounds. So please roll a d8.
Give me a d8. 7.
Heal 7. Okay, so you are back up to
12.
12. Okay, Tyler.
Whoa, okay.
You're welcome. I hope he fights me next. I can't wait to punch him through the back of his skull, too.
Oh, you're lucky I let you cast Fireball, too. You hadn't rested yet.
I just learned it, though. Oh, I kind of... No, Firebolt's a cantrip.
Oh, it's a cantrip. Oh, right, it is. Yeah, right.
All right, I'm going to try Eldritch Blast. I think that does a little bit more.
Okay, go ahead. Roll d20.
Oh, yeah, you can't really punch so good, can you?
10.
Okay. And you missed.
Fuck.
Are you serious? Those loincloths are that good? Or is he
he's
that
naked
good?
Now.
Hmm? That's right. He's full blown naked.
What do you think the loincloth was doing?
Not anything.
Covering his giblets?
Yeah, that's about it.
Mm. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, that was a spell heal, wasn't it? That's not a cantrip. Oh, fuck.
So he lunges at you, but you're able to dodge him and throw him against the wall.
Good, good. I'm just going to punch him.
Okay, go ahead and punch him.
Do I roll a d20 still?
Yeah, just a d20.
Do.
Give 19. Me something good.
Okay, go ahead.
Damage.
Oh, sorry.
Just two.
So, yeah. So you punch him square in the face, and you can feel his nose break.
Good. Good. Fuck that guy. Make sure you shit on him after you beat him.
Okay. And he, in his blind rage, swings at you, but wildly misses as there's blood just spewing down his face. He's like, you broke my nose.
Can I get a punch in there for fun?
I mean, if you want to.
I do. I do want to.
Okay, go ahead. D20.
21.
Okay. So he stumbles towards Ryan, who then takes his head in his hands, squeezes, his skull breaks, and he rips his head off.
Yes! Now, where's that fucking Thu guy, whatever his name is? He's locked outside. Mm-hmm. Hey, you're healed though, huh? Yeah. You look like you need to say something.
Really? So I've been in this this building for an undetermined amount of time.
Yeah. At least, you know, two deaths.
I have shit myself twice, been knocked unconscious two times.
Yeah.
And you vomited all over myself.
And got horribly poisoned.
Been poisoned, been beat up, and watched you...
Scratched. You got scratched.
Watched you murder two men.
No, it's self-defense.
Watch you self-defend two people to death. Don't know about you. My day's not going super duper.
I am doing great. Those fuckers didn't even touch me.
Okay. What I'd like to do... What was the prince wearing?
Clothes. Cloth.
Great. I'd like to. I'd like to just. I don't care. I'd like to just remove my loincloth of shame, and wear the bloody loincloth of the prince.
That's good.
All right.
It's like a trophy. Wear it on your head, like a trophy.
No, I need to cover my gym.
All right. Well, wear. Well, don't wear.
Nope.
Yeah, that's a bad idea. Never mind. Yeah.
So at the door, you hear a clapping.
Can I punch the door off its hinges?
You. You hear your proprietor go, very, very good.
Thank you so much.
Very good.
I'm having a bad time.
Thu, I'm going to do the same thing to you.
As they say in the old country, teamwork makes you work together.
That's a long saying.
Yeah, Thu, I don't know if you saw what happened. Wasn't a whole lot of teamwork?
Yes, but as they do in the wild, the strong must protect the weak, even if the weak are puny and frail and covered in feces.
Hey, rude.
And vomit.
But rude. You have achieved initiation into the pit.
Thu, I'm going to kill you.
You keep saying that, and I'm going to keep laughing at you because I'm here and you're there.
Did we just murder a prince?
Yeah.
By we, I very much mean Aurelius Demetrius.
Yeah, no, I exploded the back.
Plus, keep in mind, if you
skull.
Murder me, you do not get the antidote.
Oh, I'll get the antidote.
So I want you to know, not once have I threatened you.
However, you are now both survivor of the pits. That is your rank, and that is more of a hope. You do get one benefit from it. You get one free drink per night. At the Fighter's Tavern.
Do I get any weapons?
Hold on. Let's focus on this tavern bit. What's the tavern like there, Thu?
Well, you will now be transferred to the Fighter's section. This is only the introductory section of the pit. You think everything looks like this? We have a lovely section for our Fighter's.
Thu, I've only seen this bit.
You keep bonking us. We haven't seen anything.
Portal! Didn't walk in here, just showed up here. I haven't seen anything outside of this cell, and there are two dead guys on the floor.
Yes. Well, would you like to see it?
Kind of. I've been agreeable with you so far, Thu. Has not gotten me good places.
I've done well. Let's go.
You want to go?
Only if I can.
Do you want to go?
Choke the life out of you.
He goes first.
That's fine.
I don't remember you kill him. You're dead.
I want to kill him so bad.
But you die.
I will kill him before this is over.
I just want to see what's going on.
So he looks
at
you.
Swear to God, Ryan, don't you dare kill him.
I want to so
and
bad.
And he goes...
Yeah, not until we can figure more stuff out.
He goes...
I'll scare him, though. Can I intimidate
him?
You
know what? I don't really trust you.
That's good.
Hey, Thu.
He yanks on a cord that's next to the door.
No, buddy.
And some gas starts pouring out of a hole in the ceiling.
Damn it.
And he goes, it's better to transport you in your sleep.
No.
You both pass out. The end.
It's smart, though. Cause
we will pick this up next time. The Arena Part 2, where you actually get to be in the arena. And you're going to meet some of the other fighters.
I'm so excited.
And you're going to get outfitted.
Yes.
You're
going to
get all the things you need.
I have a royal bloody loincloth.
Ultimately, just as you go through, you will get increased rank and you will get increased rapport. You will get perks based on what rank you are in the arena, which gives you discounts on weapons and armor to be able to upgrade yourself and all that jazz.